Listening to Voice of Sanatana Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We're on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. This is the time for the interaction between you and us. And today's topic is parents and grandparents' responsibility of teaching kids about Hinduism. You can call us with your comments or suggestions at 832-704-9273. Again, our phone number here to call us regarding our today's topic is 832-704-9273.
Yes, it is a big responsibility. I recently become a grandpa second time. And so that makes me think a little bit deeper. What is my responsibility towards my grandchildren? My responsibility towards my children are over, but maybe over. I don't know. It may never be over. But however, to our biggest thing, biggest responsibility is to make them a good citizen. Educate them to become a good citizen.
Well, where do we start first? I mean, you know, I mean, the kids are born. Right. We teach them. First of all, we have to teach them our language.
Right. That is one of the primary thing. And it's going to be difficult for the children who are born here and of the different ethnic groups. So they will have to learn the language naturally. They will learn the native language here, which is English, as well as we as a parent will expect them to learn our language and understand our culture. And the best way to learn our culture is to know, to learn our language. And hopefully we parents and grandparents do good job doing that.
Yeah, I think I can understand where you're coming from. If they're in a different culture, like a north or south or any other culture, and then it's difficult for them to speak in our native language. But I think it's important that we always say, you know, teach them mother tongue.
Right.
So I think we should continue doing that. I mean, you know, are we not discriminating against fathers?
And yeah, how we do it? We just doing it by practicing at home. We try to speak our native language here in home, so the children, grandchildren will pick up some naturally, and then when they are a certain age, we can ask, we can get them to the language classes so they can learn systematically.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of temples and organizations now teaching, like Chinmay Mission. They're
right.
Teaching Gujarati, they're teaching Hindi, they're teaching Marathi, and I think some South Indian languages also.
Yes, most organizations has realized that they need to teach their language, native languages. And you and I have learned recently that where I belong, also belong, I am one of, I am the member of the this Leva Patidar Samaj, and they are also conducting the Gujarati classes to teach their children and grandchildren.
But I think we have to start them early, right? Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, if they start talking in English, I think, and then go to school, mm-hmm. it would be difficult for them to pick up the other language.
Right, yes.
So if we start early, I think kids can pick up many languages. Mm-hmm. I think.
Right. Oh, yeah, at early age, really, at age of two or even, I have seen them. With my grandchildren, I have seen them learning, speaking in Gujarati a little bit, speaking in English a little bit, and then also they have the nanny used to come to speak some Spanish, so she has picked up some Spanish words as well.
Yeah, I think that is great. I mean, I remember when I was in Bangalore, we went to a friend's house, and their neighbor, neighbor's daughter, she was talking to us in Gujarati. Then, you know, we learned that girls, she was only like 3 years old. She was speaking Gujarati. She actually knew Hindi. She also knew speak English. And since her mother was from Kannada, Bangalore, so she speak Kannada, and her dad was Bengali, so she picked up that also.
Right.
So that was great. I mean, when we met her, we didn't even know that she was not even Gujarati. Yeah. And she picked up Gujarati from the neighbors that where we went.
Yeah, that's
so I think that is easier for kids to mm-hmm. start learning languages very quickly. And they can grasp and they can actually talk very fluently, and you would not even know that they're speaking, they're not that speaking that language.
Right, yeah. So eventually parents have to see that they go through the formal education so they don't get confused between several languages when they grow up. So they can recognize the distinction between two different or several different languages.
So let's say, I know we're Gujarati, so we speak, if we could speak Gujarati at home, then especially kids are going to pick up the Gujarati.
Some words they will pick up, and eventually when they go through the classes, they will understand it better.
Right. And also, I think there are a lot of parents, they're worried that they would not be speaking very, very good English, or they might not pick it up. I think that is, to me, that seems like a myth, really, because they will pick it up.
It's a least of a problem, I think. It's once they start going to school, they will very quickly pick up the English also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there was an article in Hinduism Today. It was in April, May, June 2015. There's a article called Calling Parents to Action. And what that summarizes is let's force other, not force anybody, you cannot force anybody to do anything, but at least you can tell that what Hinduism is in the school. So they learn about it. They learn about Christianity, they learn about Judaism, they do learn about Islam also in school, but there is rarely much mention about the Hinduism. So we should actually participate in, you know, getting our Hinduism also to be taught in the school. So listeners, if you have any comments about what we're talking about, give us a call. Our number is 832-704-9273. 3.
Yeah, and I'm going to read these few sentences that from very, very famous book called Tirukural. It's the chapter 7. Its translation is The Blessing of Children. And there are 10 sentences that will be touching today's subject. So I'll read from, it's called Kural, all the sentences, and there are 61 through 70 regarding blessing of children. All of all blessings we know, of none greater than the blessing of children endowed with intelligence. Those who bear children of blameless character will be untouched by evil of seven births. It is said that children are a man's real wealth, and that this wealth is determined by his deeds. Far sweeter than divine nectar is simple boiled rice stirred by the small hands of one's own child. The touch of one's children is a delight to the body, and listening to them chatter is a joy to the ear. Sweet are the sounds of flute and lute, say those who have not heard the prattle of their own children. A father benefits his son best by preparing him to sit at the forefront of a learned councils. What pleasure it is to human beings everywhere when their children possesses knowledge and surpassing their own. When a mother hears her son heralded as a good and learned man, her joy exceeds that of his joys of birth. And the last one, 70th, the son's duty is to his father is to make the world ask, by what great austerities did he merit such a son? And that's really good. This is from Vedic wisdom, and the book called Viva's Wisdom, Ancient Raptors for a Perfect Life, and which is very famously known as Tirukural.
राम चरण सुखदाई राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन 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 राम चरण इस भजन में भगवान श्री राम के चरणों की महिमा गाई जे चरणन से निकासी सुरसरी जे चरणन से निकासी सुरसरी शंकर जटा समाई जे चरणन से निकसी सुरसरी शंकर जटा समाई जटा शंकरी नाम परो है जटा शंकरी नाम परो है त्रिभुवन तारण आई भज मन राम चरण सुखदाई 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 जय चरणन की चरण पादुका भरत रहो लिव नाई जय चरणन की चरण पादुका भरत रहो लिव नाई सोई चरण केवट धोई लीने सोई चरण केवट धोई लीने तब हरि नाव चढ़ाई भज मन राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन राम चरण सुखदाई राम चरण सुखदाई सोई चरण के वट धोई लीने
बड़ा सुंदर प्रसंग है भगवान राम जानकी जी और लक्ष्मण वनवास के लिए गए रास्ते में नदी पार करनी थी केवट पहले से ही अपनी नाव लिए खड़ा था उसे मालूम था आज प्रभु आ रहे हैं आज सेवा का अवसर मिलेगा और मेरे जन्म जन्म के पाप धुल जाएंगे प्रभु पहुंचे केवट ने स्वागत किया। प्रभु ने कहा, केवट हम लोगों को उस पार उतार दो। केवट ने कहा, प्रभु आपका सेवक हूं, जैसा आप कहेंगे वैसा ही होगा, लेकिन एक छोटी सी शर्त है मेरी। प्रभु ने कहा, क्या शर्त है? केवट बोला, प्रभु पहले अनुमति दें कि मैं आपके चरण पखार लूं। मैंने सुना है आपके चरण किसी पत्थर को लग गए थे तो पत्थर ने नारी का रूप ले लिया था। प्रभु मैं बड़ा गरीब आदमी हूं, मेरे पास एक ही नाव है बस, और वो भी मेरी जीविका का सहारा है। इसको कुछ हो गया तो बड़ी मुश्किल हो जाएगी। प्रभु मन ही मन मुस्कुराए, समझ गए केवट क्या चाहता है, अनुमति दी। केवट ने प्रभु के चरण पखारे, चरणामृत पिया और ले चला उस पार।
राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन, राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन, राम चरण सुखदाई।
उतार दिया उस पार। प्रभु ने सोचा, केवट का तो यही काम है, यह व्यवसाय है, इसको मजदूरी देनी चाहिए, लेकिन वनवासी राम देते क्या, कुछ था ही नहीं। सीता जी की ओर इशारा किया। सीता जी ने अपनी एक मुद्रिका उतार के केवट को देनी चाहिए। केवट ने मना कर दिया। प्रभु ने कहा, ले लो केवट, ये तो तुम्हारा व्यवसाय है, तुम्हारी मजदूरी है। केवट ने कहा, प्रभु एक विशेष कारण है, मैं आपसे कुछ नहीं ले सकता। प्रभु ने कहा, क्या कारण है? केवट बोला, प्रभु एक ही व्यवसाय करने वाले दो व्यक्ति आपस में लेन देन नहीं करते। प्रभु को बड़ा आश्चर्य हुआ कि मेरा और केवट का व्यवसाय एक कैसे हो गया। केवट ने कहा, प्रभु है, और बोला,
नाई से ना नाई लेत, धोबी से ना धोबी लेत, नाई से ना नाई लेत, धोबी से ना धोबी लेत, दे के मजूरिया ये जाति को ना बिगाड़िए।
प्रभु ने कहा, ये तो ठीक है, नाई और धोबी का मामला है, मेरा तुम्हारा व्यवसाय कैसे हो गया? केवट ने कहा, प्रभु है,
नाई से ना नाई लेत, धोबी से ना धोबी लेत, देके मजूरिया ये जाति को ना बिगाड़िए। प्रभु आए मोरे घाट, प्रभु आए मोरे घाट, तो पार मैंने उतार दीने, जब आऊंगा मैं तोरे घाट, तो पार मोही उतारियो। जब आऊंगा मैं तोरे घाट, तो पार मोही उतारियो।
प्रभु एक ही व्यवसाय है, एक ही काम है, मैं भी नाविक हूं, आप भी नाविक हैं, थोड़ा ही सा फर्क है, मैं इस छोटी सी नदी का मल्लाह हूं और आप इस भवसागर के मल्लाह हैं।
जब आऊंगा मैं तोरे घाट, तो पार मो ही उतारियो, राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन, 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 राम चरण सुखदाई भ
भज मन राम चरण सुख राम चरण सुख राम चरण सुख राम.
Every soul is destined to be perfect, and every being in the end will attain the state of perfection. Whatever we are now is the result of our acts and thoughts in the past, and whatever we shall be in the future will be the result of what we think and do now. But this is the shaping of our own destinies does not preclude our receiving help from outside. Nay, in the vast majority of cases, such help is absolutely necessary. When it comes to the higher powers and possibilities of soul are quickened, spiritual life is awakened, growth is attained, and man becomes holy and perfect in the end. This quickening impulse cannot be derived from books. The soul can only receive impulse from another soul and from nothing else. We may study books all our lives, we may become very intellectual, but in the end, we find that we have not developed at all the spirituality. It is not true that a higher order of intellectual development always goes hand in hand with the proportionate development of the spiritual side in man. In studying books, we are sometimes deluded into thinking that thereby we are being spiritually helped, but if we analyze the effect of study of books on ourselves, we shall find that at the utmost, it is only our intellect that derives profit from such studies and not our inner spirit. This inadequacy of book to quicken spiritual growth is the reason why, although almost every one of us can speak most wonderfully on spiritual matters, when it comes to action and the living of a truly spiritual life, we find ourselves so awfully deficient. To quicken the spirit, the impulse must come from another souls. The person from whose those souls as souls such an impulse comes is called the guru, the teacher, and the person to whose soul the impulse is conveyed is called the student. To convey such an impulse to any soul, in the first place, the soul from which it proceeds must possess the power of transmitting it, as it were, to another, and in the second place, the soul to which it is transmitted must be fit to receive it. The seed must be a living seed, and the field must be near, must be ready, plugged and plowed, and when both these conditions are fulfilled, a wonderful growth of genuine religion takes place.
Namo
unqualified surrender, an important individual practice for the advancement of one's spiritual unfoldment of the prostrating before God, God and Guru, Gods and Guru, full body, face down, arms and hands outstretched, and in that act, total giving up, giving up, giving up. In Sanskrit, it is called pranipata, falling down in obeisance. What are these devoted ones give up? By this act, they are giving the lower energies to the higher energies. It is merger, a blending. When one is performing this traditional devotional act, awakening through prapatti or total surrender, it is easy to see the lower energies from the base of the spine, the Muladhara chakra, raising up the spine through all six chakras above it and out through the top of the head. It is transmuting, changing the form of the base energies which breed conflict and resistance, mine and yours, and you and me, division, insecurity, and Spartanness into the spiritual energies of us and we, amalgamation, security, togetherness. Once the giving up of the lower is total, body postured before the image of God, gods or guru, those energies are surrendered into the higher chakras within the devotee, and it is blissful moment into the consciousness of the us and ours, we and oneness, and inseparable love, thus claiming their individuality, not as a separate thing, but as a shared oneness with all. Therefore, these devotees, once having been transformed, are able to uplift others, to harmonize forces around them that they work with day after day, years after years. This total surrender, prapatti, is the meaning of siddhanta. This is the true meaning of Vedanta, the combination of both, and the pure practice of prapatti is just described, beginning out from within the deeper meaning of Vedanta, the Vedic philosophy, without having to depend on the path of words, lectures, and debates.
तूने रात गवाई सोए के, दिवस गवाया खाए के, हीरा जन्म अमोल था, कौड़ी बदले जाए। तूने रात गवाई सोए के, मिरन लगन लगाए के, मुख से कछु ना बोल रे, बाहर के पट बंद कर ले, अंतर के पट खोल रे, माला फेरत जुग हुआ गया, का फेर हाथ कमन का छोड़ दे, हाथ कमन का छोड़ दे, मन का मन का खे तूने रात गवाई, सोए के दिवस गवाया, में सुमिरन सब करे, सुख में करे न कोई रे, जो सुख में सुमिरन करे तो दुख काहे को होए रे, सुख में सुमिरन ना किया दुख में करता याद रे, करता याद रे, कहे कबीर उस दास की, कहे कबीर उस दास की, कौन सुने फरियाद, तूने रात गवाई सोए के दिवस गवाया खाए के,
I'm not afraid to die. ध्यान धर नेत्रमा नाथ छे अंतर भाळनी एक सूरती देही मा दर्शशे प्रेम थी परसशे अजब अनोपम अधर मूर्ति मन पर संथसे कर्या कर्म नाशे भाषसे भूमि व्रजवन वेली कुंज ललित माहे कृष्ण क्रीड़ा करे निरखती नौतम संग साहेली मोरलीना नादमा श्रवणना स्वादमा झांझरी झालरी झमक वाजे ताल मृदंग ने चंग उपमा घणी ढेरी शरणाई मा ब्रह्म गाजे सुरत संग्राम विषय नाथ बहु वील से दरस से देही थी भजन करता नरसैयानो स्वामी सर्व सुख आपशे कापशे दुखकृत ध्यान धरता ध्यान धर नेत्रमा नाथ छे।
This radio show is supported by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in Hindu traditional way. Call 832-704-9273 or 832-398-5410 and we will take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thank you to all artists, producers and publishers for allowing your productions to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We will meet you next Sunday at 9 a.m. on K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 or log in to tunein.com or download apps on your smartphone, TuneIn Radio, and search for 106.1 FM. Have a blissful week ahead by grace of the Lord. God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat, and the planet Earth. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
And now it's a Mangalam time, Mangal for the whole universe.
Thank you. शुभ मंगल हो, शुभ मंगल मंगल